Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now. Hello there, and Hello. Welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
Our guest today is trying to gather herself because she cannot stop giggling at us in our British accents that apparently are horrible, by the way.
Clearly,
I love them so much. I love them.
So many haters that do not like our voice.
Why would they not love them? I love them so much.
There's a lot of perfectionists out there that only like it a certain way.
Yeah. Since we're spilling tea, I know we're about to ask Sarah some questions, but I just had to share this. Yesterday, my daughter and I went to an actual tea party at the church. Some of the older ladies wanted to host a tea party for moms and daughters. And we made our whole table laugh because my daughter and I went back and forth with our British accents.
Oh, that's lovely.
Can do it well. She's 9, but she has the best British accent. She's so much better than I am.
She does. She really does.
Good. Very good.
Anyway.
I love that.
Okay, so hopefully you have listened to Monday's episode where we had Sarah sharing her testimony of her husband and her, what has happened over, goodness, so many years. And if you have not heard that podcast, it will change you.
Yes.
It will wreck you and change you all in the same time as I use sign language.
And you might be confused if you continue listening to this episode without any sort of knowledge of what happened.
That's so true, Jenna. So you need to make sure you go back and listen
back
to it.
Go back to Monday. Rewind.
So, Sarah, you shared with us about your husband and the injuries and what happened to him while in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. But you weren't able to share, just because of time, what injuries he had. So can you kind of share? Because, I mean, I know I'm wanting to know what happened to him and what injuries did he have over? Because, I mean, he was in the hospital for 6 months after. So much happened.
So his he was in a truck, in an armored truck, and the truck hit an IED, an improvised explosive device, and flew 27 feet in the air and flipped upside down. So John's injuries, he shattered his left femur, he broke his right ankle, and he shattered his back from the middle of his spine to his tailbone. He was a hot mess.
And he had how many surgeries?
He had 33 surgeries in 6 months. And most of those surgeries were for his back. John now has a metal cage in his back that now makes up his spine.
Wow.
So he's basically my human barometer. He has metal in his femur. He has metal in his femur, metal in his ankle, and metal in his back. And so he can tell you, oh, it's going to rain today. And you're like, the sun's out. And he's all, it's going to rain today.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and it sure enough starts to rain.
So I bet going to the airport is real fun.
Oh, yeah.
All I can think is Terminator or something.
that's what I thought, too. That's what I thought, too. I make that joke, and he doesn't think it's funny. But.
And he was not supposed to walk again, right?
No, he was not. No, he was given a wheelchair, but through the amazing medical team and the many surgeries – so what they did is back in 2012, they did an experimental surgery, not really experimental, just hadn't really been done very much. It's going to sound pretty gross, but they built a metal cage in his spine. Well, first they go in and they take all the broken bone fragments out of your spine, and then they build a cage, and then they put the broken bone fragments into this cage. And over time, the bones build themselves back together.
Whoa.
Like dry bones come to life kind of situation.
Dry bones come to life in your back.
There's a Sunday school lesson in that.
Oh,
right?
My heavens.
And they fuse together and they I mean, it was a pretty significant opening in his back to get this done, which is a lot of the surgeries. They had to go in and keep tweaking this thing because they were like, we don't know if this is going to work. But I mean, what could be worse? So John was pretty determined to walk. So,
yeah, obviously he's a strong man. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode. So after that happened and after he had finished all of his surgeries, how many years after that was the helicopter crash?
So he was injured in 2012 and in Afghanistan, and he was injured in 2018.
Okay. And what happened? I know it landed on his legs, but so what happened with his legs in that injury?
And why did the helicopter go down? What happened?
Yeah. So the helicopter, men do the craziest things.
Sure do.
Like why shoot at hogs in Texas when you can shoot at hogs while you're flying in a helicopter?
Oh my heavens.
And so they were shooting, the thing is about the helicopter crashes, they're not strapped in chairs. They're kind of harnessed in and kind of their legs are outside of the helicopter as they're shooting at these animals and going hunting and things. And, the pilot thought that he could pull up when he couldn't, and they hit a tree and it crashed. And I mean, they hit going pretty fast. But if you think about it, as the helicopter was crashing, it was spinning. And so these men are kind of like dancing around each other on these harnesses, and then it crashes, but they weren't in seats. So, which is why he kind of ended up on the outside.
I mean, all of the surgeries that he had from the first time, and all of the metal and everything, like was any of that messed up as well?
Surprisingly, no. They were all brand new injuries. So I told, I lovingly tell John that I'm going to one day have him get tattoos of like dates of things where things were injured. So when I go to the hospital or the doctor or the VA or something, and they're like, so tell me today what happened to your husband. I'm going to be like, look,
here's your map.
Here it is.
Here's your chart.
You go. Wow. Yeah, here it goes. So yeah. So he hurt his, he broke his hip in the helicopter. His legs were banged up, but they were not broken. So they hit just,
I
mean, God's provision had him. And he was pretty beat up, but other than the hip, he was good.
Sarah, well, thank you for giving us those details. That will help a lot. You know, for those of you who are curious and want to go back and listen to the episode on Monday, you need to do that, by the way. Just go do it. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for telling us about all of these injuries. Go back and listen to the episode on Monday if you haven't. But before we leave, Sarah, we want to know, what books are you, like, what's your favorite book that you're reading right now, if you're reading any? Because we know you're an author as well for children's books. But what's your favorite book that you're reading right now?
Right now?
Her favorite book she's reading right now, or just favorite book? Are you reading multiple books right now to pick your favorite?
I am reading a book, so that will work. I am also a homeschool mama, and we are getting towards the end of our school year. And it's going to sound funny, probably, and probably kind of juvenile, but if you have not read The One and Only Ivan, you need to. It is, I am addicted to this.
Yes. We watched the movie a couple weeks ago.
I've seen
the movie.
It's funny. I'm a children's book author, but not a reader. Does that sound bad? They're probably going to kick me out of every forum ever, but I just don't have that big of an attention span. And so, which is probably why I write children's books and not novels. but The One and Only Ivan, I am loving it. The way it's written, it's just really, really.
Yeah, really my daughter amazing. Really loved it too.
So good.
Okay, go pick up that book, guys. That's a good summer read for your kids or an adult.
A read aloud that you read with your kids.
You could do it as a family.
For sure.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being on our Spill the Tea episode today. We have so, so enjoyed it and just so enjoyed you. And make sure that you go back and listen to her episode from Monday. You do not want to miss it. So until next time, everyone.
Toodaloo.
Toodles. Bye. Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.